This is nothing that I have to repeat to you in writing. How dare you, and how do you sleep at night knowing what happened is the truth onto the web at your role in this? http://fuckheedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. psni.kleinjohn.apartment/. http://fuckheedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. pillar.property.llc/. http://fuckheedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. rocky.mountain.cares.denver.co/. http://fuckheedophuman.net/. %5B organizations %5D/. cheddar.hamrick.salsa.attorneys.and.counselors.at.law/. The F word applies to URLs, so therefore Foundation F word stands as a standard unto itself. It does not violate any kind of language communication rule of conduct against me, which you in fact used to terminate services. Again, how dare you, and how can you sleep at night? Bull fucking shit you all. / image result for bullshit pictures. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, California. My given real legal given at birth is James, first Martin, middle Driscoll. Last I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965, quoted text hidden real up human, net mon, February 6, 2017 at 12:27 p.m. to Martin J. Driscoll at insemantway.org cc, Sinaman at rockymountaincares.org Cameron Grant. CAP Denver. My client assigned case manager number 4 in line. Image 1 study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths by Rosalind Eugenio. February 3, 2016. Despite considerable advances in the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS over the past 30 years, HIV infection rates have remained stagnant in the United States for the past decade. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership Institute, GHLI, examines links between spending on social services and public health and AIDS deaths in the United States. The study was published online in the journal AIDS. The researchers reviewed data between 2000 and 2009 from all 50 states regarding HIV/AIDS case rates and AIDS deaths. They found that states with higher spending on social services and public health, such as education and income support per person living in poverty, according to the federal poverty threshold, had significantly lower HIV/AIDS case rates and fewer AIDS deaths. Our findings highlight the potentially critical importance of spending on social services as an element of HIV prevention and treatment to reduce HIV/AIDS diagnoses and AIDS deaths, said Christina Talbot Slagle, lead study author and senior scientific officer at Yale GHLI. It is interesting to see how much HIV, a virus, is affected by social determinants. We know heart disease and diabetes can be influenced, but we don't often recognize how much rates of infectious disease can be influenced by social factors. Previous research has demonstrated that insufficient income, limited transportation, inadequate housing, and food insecurity can limit access to and ongoing engagement in the care and treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as their adherence to medical routines. The Yale GHLI study is the first to establish a significant association between state-level social services investments and clinical health outcomes for people at risk of HIV infection or for those living with HIV/AIDS. This work defines an element often missing from health policy discussions in improving outcomes for this important population and underscores the importance of social factors in affecting health outcomes both for people at risk of becoming infected with HIV and for those living with HIV or AIDS, said the researchers.